Your Monday morning, cloudy, dank, and 37 out there. On the way next, it's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show, the program powered by our very good friends at Bissett Motors in Carrington. Good morning.
Hi, this is Courtney with Bissett Motors. Start your spring off right in a new Chevy. Take advantage of over $9,000 of combined rebates and discounts on a 2024 custom Silverado or 2.9 financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. Let go of the wheel and enjoy hands-free driver's assistance with Super Cruise, available on High Country trim models with over 400,000 miles of compatible roads. Schedule a test drive today at 701-652-2955. Bissett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right.
It's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show. Conservative talk for Central North Dakota.
So today, as you all saw just an hour or so ago, President Obama announced that, President Biden. Whoa!
If I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony, I'd be fine.
Free-minded, patriotic Americans. This program is not White House approved.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic, because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Mix 1470 KHND 99.5 FM and online at Simple Radio. Rick Jensen is my name. Our David Adams is here. No sunshine on his back today. How you doing?
It's dark in the corner.
Yep. In the good sleeping weather. Shadow is here. He's sound asleep.
Yeah. I'd be asleep, too, but you woke me up and told me to get to work.
Well, not in those words, but, yeah.
Well, I was pretty similar.
Well, it was words I can't say on the radio, but, yeah. Anyways, Dave Loud is here, too, and we're going to be talking about his culinary skills in just a moment. But first, we need to check in with the lovely South Dakota native Tommy Lahren with Fox News Commentary.
Fox News Commentary.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson says he will not endorse Joe Biden in 2024 and regrets doing it in 2020. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Biden voters, whether they'll admit it or not, have a lot of buyer's remorse given Biden's horrible record, failing cognitive abilities, and the state of the nation. Turns out megastar Dwayne The Rock Johnson is one of those regretful voices. In an exclusive interview with Will Cain on Fox & Friends, The Rock not only said he will not endorse Joe in 2024, but that he full-on regrets doing it in 2020. This come-to-Jesus moment from The Rock is significant given he has tens of millions of followers from all walks of life and political affiliations. You know, I'm not one to give too much credence to celebrity endorsements, but this about face is pretty major. Most wealthy celebs will reluctantly stay in the Biden camp because they aren't feeling the pain he has caused, quite like the rest of us little people. But if even The Rock looks around this country and can admit it's going to hell in a handbasket, well, that's really something. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Hey, we're back. 1028, program powered by Bissett Motors in Carrington. And with us in the studio, our good friend David Lout, man of many talents, many skills, and he just keeps surprising us here the last week. So how are you doing?
Pretty good. I just want to make sure, does everybody have their glasses ready?
Which glasses? My shot glass?
For the eclipse. We're supposed to wear protective eye glasses.
I'm not going to look.
Not going to look?
Okay. I saw it once.
Wouldn't a welding helmet work?
You probably couldn't see the eclipse then.
Probably couldn't see anything.
We won't see anything here anyways, because it's going to be gray like this.
Yeah. We'll have to get Gordon Lightfoot on with his sundown song going pretty quick here.
There you go. Yeah, no. Yeah, I saw one eclipse back in, when was that? Early 70s?
79. That's the last one I really remember. Yeah.
And that was enough.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time, spent a lot of money trying to figure out how to see it. And when I saw it, I could have seen it in picture book and then world book, but.
So it's supposed to get, what, 60% dark here?
Not even that.
No, it's going to be.
Probably 20 to 30%, I think Stone Schaefer said.
Not much difference in our dreary cloudy day here.
Right, okay. Yeah. Oh,
shoot. I was going to go climb on top of my building and see if I could get a better look at it, but maybe I won't.
I remember in 79 when that happened, we were milking cows then, and Dad said the cows were all messed up then after that.
Or the animals kind of freak out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
thought it was, you know, milking time.
We got a lot of humans that freaked out this time, so.
States of emergency. Trent Luce is saying that. I think he said like 7 or 8 states have states of emergency now.
For an eclipse.
For an eclipse. That's, yeah.
The Stoneman figured this out long before and didn't pay attention to it. We're doing this? Good grief.
Well, you know, on a light note here, this is fun to talk about. We talk about food. And you're going to be up at the Esmond Bar coming up on, what, the 13th or the 14th? Is that right?
I don't know what the date it is, but it's this coming Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay, Sunday.
This Sunday, the 14th.
Yep, right on.
Are you going to be a greeter?
I don't know what I'm going to.
Now, Darla, the proprietor of the Esmond Bar, Darla Willoughby, she does, from time to time, celebrity chefs. Mm-hmm. And you yourself, Dave, have become a... noted chef in the bison world. Yes. Not NDSU, but the actual bison.
Yeah, I don't know where the celebrity and where the chef comes in from, but anyway.
You fixed bison meat.
We were up one of the Thursday night steak bar nights, and some friends of ours was telling Darla that you should have this guy cook bison brisket for you, so that's how it got started. But cool. We started, I don't know, I've been cooking kind of for... I don't know, 20 years, I suppose, and getting more involved as I go. most of my reading at night is usually cooking stuff. There's some really entertaining guys out there that, you know, it's like, it's the weirdest industry because those guys are out on there and they give you all their recipes and all their little hacks and all their information for free. You know, it's not like you just got to subscribe to them. It's all free. And you just got to click the bell, because every time you click the bell, eventually if they get the bells clicked enough, then they can make money. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of weird. You can just get all the information you want out there.
You couldn't get a recipe from my aunt or my grandma. To their deathbed, they wouldn't give it to you.
Some people are pretty protective of those recipes.
Very protective, yes.
So, yeah, it started back. We've been in the bison business for... since the 90s, and so when you're in that business, you kind of want to learn how to cook it right, because you like to show it off. And anyway, the brisket is probably the pinnacle of smoking meat, learning how to get the brisket done right. That's kind of everybody's you can cook and smoke anything, you're okay, but until you got the brisket mastered, you're really not, you don't really have the you know, you don't have the label yet. So, anyway, so we started, figured I better try a bison brisket. And, of course, everybody knows the bison are leaner. Mm-hmm. And the big thing about a brisket is that it's probably the most least desirable cuts of meat on a carcass. Mm-hmm. It's down underneath between their front shoulders. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the toughest pieces of meat because there's so much muscle movement there. Sure. So if the animal is properly fed, it's going to be fatty there, and it's going to be a tough muscle. So why the heck would you want a fatty, tough piece of meat to eat? Well, it seemed like, you know, brisket has some history behind it. Back in, I don't know exactly when, but 1800s back, it was a really popular Jewish a Jewish cut of meat. And it was because it was the cheapest. They didn't have money to buy the good stuff. So they started making these briskets. And they'd cook them for 2-3 days really slow. And that's kind of where the brisket thing started. And then back, go ahead a number of years, and probably in the 60s is when they started cooking them down in Texas. Mm. And they kind of they're kind of the claim to fame of being the brisket kings of the world down in Texas. And so looking back at what they used to do, they used to get together once a year, kind of like a Thanksgiving thing, and they would take and they'd dig a big pit by hand, like a big long, I don't know, about a foot wide, kind of like a big trench. And they would line the trench with special wood that would, you know, the special good smoking wood, hickory, post oak, some of those kind of things. And they would light that, and they would cook this meat over this big long trench, and it would just kind of burn slow. And this would be like a week-long project getting this, and then it would be the big community celebration.
Wow.
Well, it's kind of morphed into, well, let's not work that hard to cook a brisket. So
that's a lot of work.
Yeah. So there's a lot of different ways you can make it. You can make it in the oven, which I feel is pretty boring, but yeah. There's different smokers. There's different ways of doing it. But so I started on some beef briskets, and they were, I thought it was relatively easy to work with. It's a long and slow cook. Takes anywhere from 10 to 12, 14 hours at a low heat. And there's a few processes along the way that you got to do. But so I felt pretty confident at that. Well, then I thought I'm going to try some bison briskets. And so I didn't really know. I just called to the plant in Rockford and give me a case of bison briskets. And when I got them, it's like there were these little pancakes with no fat on them. And it's just like, what am I supposed to do with this? So up at the lake, we put these briskets on. I was bragging at everybody, we're going to have bison brisket that night. And of course, we stayed out on the boat too long, and I wasn't there to keep an eye on my briskets. And I came back that night, and it was not good.
Okay.
It was dried out and overcooked, and it was like, oh, this is not good. So after that, I started digging more into it, and I realized that you got to get, if you're going to do brisket, you better make sure it has some fat on it. Mm-hmm. And so I have a particular, I like to get briskets off of fat heifers, and nothing sexist about that.
Yeah. But
the girls get a little fatter than the boys do in the mm-hmm. buffalo world. So we like the briskets off the heifers, and they're usually about 6 to 9 pounds. Mm-hmm. Whereas a beef brisket could be 12 to 15 to 18 even. Mm. So they're smaller. And but anyway, we've kind of learned how to do them. And it's kind of one of those things that in the industry, everybody's all trying to wonder, what do I do with these briskets? And so I guess I started. It got to be known a little bit, and I've cooked them around in several different places. And we were at the National Convention down in Denver last year. And we I had to get a grill. I had to borrow a grill down there from one of the grill sellers, and then you cook them all night long, and then you serve them the next day, and it went over really well, really well. And so, anyway, that's how I got this celebrity thing up at the Esmond thing. So, anyway, mm-hmm. Darla asked me about it, and I said, heck yes, but we're not going to do just brisket. I kind of got this thing where it's bison, brisket, and bourbon.
Oh.
And so you don't have to drink bourbon, but it's a chance to come up and give it a try. We're going to do flights of bourbon. She asked me what kind of bourbon to get, and we got some Rabbit Hole is kind of a pretty popular one right now. Chicken Cock, Woodford Reserve, Four Roses. She's got a really nice selection of bourbon up there. So starts at 3 o'clock on the bourbon. You can come and learn and see if you like bourbon, and kind of takes a little bit getting used to, maybe. And so we'll serve. We're going to serve the brisket will be from 4 to 7, I believe.
Okay. Now she's got a video on her Facebook page of all the different bourbons, and there's a lot.
Yeah, yeah. When you're a bourbon guy, you kind of like to, what do you got? You know, it's kind of like, what's your menu for bourbon? So
hang on to that thought. We have a hard break coming up, visiting with Dave Loud, who will be a celebrity chef up at the Esmond Bar this coming Sunday, April 14th. We'll talk more about that. Right now, news and weather on the way of the program, powered by Bassett Motors in Carrington. Good morning. Ten 39, the weather guests this go-around brought to you by American Family Insurance with Agent Ryan Bender right here in beautiful downtown Harvey. That's American Family Insurance.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Brian Bender, agent at 713 Lincoln Avenue here in Harvey, or call 324-2888 today.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Meteorologist Stone Schaefer talking about some sunshine by tomorrow. He's at the KX Storm Team.
From the Storm Team at KX News, I'm meteorologist Stone Schaefer. Today, rain likely, mostly cloudy, highs upper 40s, a north wind around 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of rain, cloudy, gradually becoming partly cloudy with lows in the lower 30s, a north wind 5 to 15. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 60s, a west wind 5 to 15, wind gust up to 25. On Wednesday, rain likely, partly sunny, highs in the upper 50s, a west wind 5 to 15, wind gust up to 30 miles per hour. On Thursday, sunny, highs in the mid-50s, a northwest wind 10 to 20, wind gust up to 30. On Friday, sunny, highs in the lower 60s, a south wind 5 to 15, wind gust up to 25. On Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 70s, a southeast wind around 20 miles per hour, wind gust up to 30 miles per hour. And on Sunday, a chance of rain, partly sunny, highs in the lower 60s. Keep it right here for your latest forecast. The Mix, 1470 KHND and 99.5 FM.
Well, thank you, Stone Schaefer. GR Level 3 with a radar right now. The wraparound showers of this low pressure system is to the south of us now. Much of McLean County, it's out of Sheridan County, and rolling down Bismarck Mandan area down towards Napoleon to Aberdeen and Pierce, South Dakota. As far as rain goes, 2600s here at the Harvey NDOT station. The big winter chicken dinner was down in Wahpeton, an inch 10 out that way. And a lot of places, the southeast and south central, measurable rain. You got north of us, into the northwest of us, pretty much nothing. Again, our temperature right now, cloudy skies, we're at 37. Northwest breeze at 5, 93% humidity. Dew point is 35. Bare soil temp, 4 inches down at 36 at 10:42.
Weather when you need it. We are The Mix, 1470 KHND, Harvey.
Fox News is on the way with a one-minute update. This report brought to you by Roberta Storm of State Farm Insurance and Warehouse Grocery on Harvey's West End. It's the big savings event all this week at Harvey Warehouse Grocery. Boneless half pork loin sold in the bag from Whole Stone Farms, $1.99 a pound. Boneless beef bottom round roast, $5.99 a pound. Family pack golden plum chicken leg quarters, 99 cents a pound. You'll find fresh strawberries, 16-ounce package, or 6-ounce raspberries or blackberries, 2 packages for $5. Our family butter, selected fried $3.99. Our family orange juice, 2 bottles for only $7. Pizza quarter pizzas, 13-inch, $6.99. Hungry Man dinners or bowls, 2 for $8. You'll also find Just Bear whole chickens, $6.99. Lando Frost premium sliced meats, great for making sandwiches, $5.99 a package. Boneless breaded chicken, $10.99 a package. And don't forget about their delicious roast Roasted Deli Chicken. Four-piece and eight-piece. They have whole chickens, all cooked up, hot, juicy, and delicious. And be sure you check out their brand-new website. The full flyer is right there, along with some great recipe ideas. HarveyWarehouse.com. That's HarveyWarehouse.com. Harvey Warehouse Grocery.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
ugh, come on!
Seriously?
This is so extra.
But what you could say is,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your local State Farm agent is available when and where you need them. Online, over the phone, or even in person. State Farm agents are here to answer your questions and help you file your claim.
This is so extra.
Contact Roberta Storr with State Farm Insurance in Harvey at 324-4318.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Former President Trump revealing his abortion policy this morning, saying he would leave it to the states to create their own rules and regulations. At the same time, he called out Democrats.
It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month.
Mr. Trump, in a video posted on his Truth Social platform, Cleveland is one major city and the perfect spot for totality.
It's my understanding, when I've seen it before, we all get a little circumspect, a little more mellow. There's some emotion involved.
Now, man, in the city, famous venues like the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and the football stadium, the Cotton Bowl in Arlington, Texas, will be jammed with people watching the heavenly event. President Biden travels to Madison, Wisconsin today to pitch yet another attempt to wipe out billions of dollars in student loan debt. America is listening to Fox News.
News and information when you need it. We are the Mix 1470 KHND Harvey.
Guess what's back? New name, same ownership. The Harvey Freeze is opening Friday, April 12th. They will be closed Mondays, open Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Be sure to stop in for all your favorites at the Harvey Freeze. I can't wait to get a big tea, now known as a big burger.
But yeah, I want a big tea.
Go to the Harvey Freeze and get one.
You just said they don't have a big T.
They still have it. It's just a new name, the Big Burger.
The Big Burger, not the Big T. It's the Big Burger at the Tasty Freeze.
No, the Harvey Freeze.
Oh, the Harvey Freeze. When's it going to open?
Friday, April 12th, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
I'll be there.
The Mix, 1470, KHND.
And we're back, 1046 program, presented to you by Bissette Motors, south of the overpass on US 281 in Carrington, visiting with David Lout, celebrity chef up at the Esmond Bar, coming up on Sunday, the 14th. That's going to be a pretty big deal up there. And, you know, when Darla has celebrity chefs, they fill the place up full. And this one, in fact, is going to be by reservation only, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about how we want to fill the place up. I want to have an idea about how much brisket to make, and so we're kind of asking for, you know, get your name in so you have an idea. But come Saturday, if you haven't got your name in yet, we don't want to turn anybody away. I kind of think we'll have extra up there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Darla, she does a nice job up there. It's for a small town bar to have that quality of food, and it's just really fun. If you haven't been up there yet, the Thursday night steak thing, that's a really fun little deal to go to. Mm-hmm. So it's not that far away from here. And so
you live in North Dakota, you gotta travel someplace.
Yeah, you know, she's from that area, so it's kind of, it's really neat when people come back. And you know, her goal was to, she wants to make it something out of it, and she doesn't want to just be just a little plain old bar place, and she's really done a good job at
it. She has, you know, and she told me this about a year ago or so, if I remember correctly. I think back in the 60s, that was her grandparents' establishment.
Right.
So it's kind of neat that, you know, you fast forward to now, and they've taken that over, and you ain't kidding about the food. Wow.
Yeah, it's really good. We've been up there a handful of times. We're going up there Thursday again. We're going to kind of get things kind of looked over, and so we're going to go get her checked out Thursday. And getting back to the brisket thing a little bit, there's 500 or 5,000 different jars of seasoning out there, and everybody's selling their seasoning, and oh, if you use this jar, oh, if you use that jar. You know, seasoning, when it comes to smoking meat, is probably the least factor.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't think so, but it's all about prep. It's all about cooking time, cooking temperatures, procedure, resting time. The seasoning I use is basic salt, pepper, and a little bit of garlic. I mean, it's very basic. In my cooking time, I probably, my family and my wife, especially Diana, she always says, don't put so much stuff on it. And so when you start out, you know, you really want to blast everything and you want to make an impression. You want to make it really good. So you really pour the seasoning to things. And if I could have learned one thing, it's back off, mm-hmm. back off. If you got good meat, back off. Just give it, you know, all you're doing is helping it. You're not trying to overpower with some goofy
mixture of some kind, yeah.
You know, trying to give it a different taste than what it really should be. I've learned that a lot with cooking vegetables, mm-hmm. too. Leave it alone. A little mm-hmm. salt, a little pepper. Don't put all kinds of weird crap on it because it's better without. So yep. Butter, love the butter. Use mm-hmm. butter all the time. And one other thing I do that's pretty interesting is I go to the plant over here at New Rockford and I get the fat, and I know some people are, oh, you use fat.
Uh-huh.
And the next person says, you use fat? Like you know, that's a benefit, and it is a benefit.
It's huge.
And yeah. So I take and I melt down the tallow. In fact, I did it this weekend. I melted down 40 pounds of buffalo trimmings, and I made tallow out of it, and I use that tallow. That's kind of my little cheater thing. I mm-hmm. use tallow on the briskets. That kind of helps keep a little extra moisture in there. It's my mm-hmm. secret that I don't tell everybody, but anyway.
No, we won't tell anybody.
No, right. Right. You didn't hear what we just did.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So anyway, Esmond, Sunday, 3:00, bourbon, and we'll be serving brisket. I think she's doing cowboy beans and coleslaw with it. Mm-hmm. It's $20. It's not... No, I don't understand the restaurant business. I kind of wonder sometimes if the restaurants got their food for free, if that would even be good enough for them, because it's a tough gig,
mm-hmm.
you know, trying to pay help and trying to keep those yep. doors it open is. and the margins they work on. So
got to keep a keen eye.
Yeah.
So you got bourbon tasting at 3 and then the meal from 4 to 8.
Right. Correct.
And then there's even, you put on your DJ hat that day, right?
Well, it's kind of like this. You get a little, you know, when you work for free, you get bossy, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I said, that's kind of how it started with this, with the brisket thing. And it's like, I'll cook brisket, you know, just pay me what the costs are. This is just a promotional thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then I want the bourbon. That's got to go with it. Well, then, forget you that. Well, then... I'm bringing my music, so I do a little. I don't really do DJing, but I got some good quality music speakers and stuff, and so we're gonna have that. We're gonna have 70s and 80s rock and country. So,
yeah.
Anyway,
sounds like fun.
It'd
be a nice way to spend an afternoon or an evening.
You know, I foresee you in the future now. Dave Lout spinning tunes this Friday night.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. I don't. You know, when I do, it's kind of. Kind of strange. I've done it a handful of times, and it's like half the people that are there like what you're playing, and the other half are complaining that mm-hmm. they want something different. I get really tired of that,
mm-hmm.
so I only want to play where either I want the people there that like what I... And I, you know, it isn't specific. I'm not just playing this, but it's like I don't play that jungle stuff or that, you know,
right.
rappy... That rap stuff, every other word you can't really understand because it's negative or bad or really bad. And I just cannot get into that. I cannot handle it.
You know, for years, John DeBilius and I did that, spinning tunes for, you know, dances, bar dances, wedding dances, anniversary dances, whatever. And, yeah, you're absolutely right. You can't please everybody. And sometimes it that's, for me, that's probably part of the reason I got out of it. Because after many years of that, you just get tired of the negativity.
I was at an event not so long ago. It's just like, you know what? Screw this. You guys play what you want. I'm done. I'm done. I don't want to, you know, one's whining. They want this. Anyway, we shouldn't go there. That's negative, right? But anyway, we're going to have 70s and 80s. If you don't like that, then the bourbon and the brisket will...
Just drink some more bourbon.
Yeah, it'll be good.
You won't notice the difference.
So again, that's bourbon and bison brisket at the Esmond Bar featuring you, David Laup, this Sunday from 4 to 8. And make your reservation, and I think simply by contacting Darla at the Esmond Bar.
Mm-hmm. I think she said call the bar or go on Facebook. I guess you can leave a message on Facebook.
Okay.
Again, the number is 701-249-3591, 249-3591 to reserve your seat for this Sunday at the Esmond Bar.
Delicious.
You know, people are always like, well, there's nothing to do. There's nothing to do. You know, if you look around,
there's lots to do.
Lots to do. So
it's a matter of getting up for your, off your, how was you say this? Yeah, off your keister and doing something.
So Sunday afternoon, there's no football on, I don't think, right? There's nothing, no more basketball or no more college basketball. Right. Mm-hmm. So you might as well come up there and check out the bison brisket and bourbon.
Boy, that does sound really good. And I think the one time I was at your lake house out there at East Tiger Bay, that was you were cooking up some bison, weren't you?
Yeah, we like to cook up at the lake. We have a few annual events up there. We have a testicle festival.
Mm-hmm.
That's always interesting.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But we like to cook, and it's a good social. It's a good fun thing to do, and you always want to have cooking fluid when you're doing that. So that's where the bourbon comes in.
Cooking fluid.
All right. Anything else, Dave? We got a little time, or
no? Just want to encourage people to come up and check out Esmond Bar. If you can't come this Sunday, come this Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I just can't believe she's always got something going on there. And it's kind of fun to see what the next thing is. I know they got a fun run, ATV fun run on Saturday, I believe. And so...
You know, I just need to talk to Tracy to get her out of the house more. You'd swear she's, you know, pushing 90 because...
Right, right.
Careful.
Yeah, once she hits the recliner, it's no getting out of it, so... Got to get her up there for sure. All right. Dave, we appreciate your time this morning, and best of luck up
Bourbon,
Bison, and Brisket this Sunday, April 14th, 4 to 8.
All right. See you there.
Right. Delicious.
Thank you, Dave.
Bye.
It is 10:55. Now, RDA, over the weekend, I got an email or a private message from a radio enthusiast, someone in, where is he from?
I don't know.
Finland. Mm-hmm. His name is Hakan Sundman. And he says, greetings from Finland. I am a AM radio hobbyist from Finland and writing to inform you that I've managed to hear KHND radio over the air in Finland.
Hmm.
This is back in November. He says, every year in the winter season, he spends a week in the Lapland north of the Arctic Circle listening to radio. He said, this area is ideal for catching exciting long-distance AM radio signals as yours is. The reception of KHND radio took place on November 26, 2023, at 11:07 p.m. Central Standard Time, I heard the end of Fox News, and he actually sent the MP3 of the clip.
Oh, for crying out loud.
So let's see if we can make this work now.
This is from Finland now.
Now, this is in Finland, north of the Arctic Circle is where he...
Cold Finland.
Where he did the recording. And let's see if we can make it spin here. Hang on. Oh, here it is. Here we go.
Here's your weatherology forecast, brought to you by Egg Country. Lowell's level off around 7 above tonight.
Yeah, so that was a weekend night that occurred. And yes, I told him that was us. And maybe you can explain why that does that, all the way to the Arctic Circle.
Well, if conditions are right, you could literally go around the world. It has to do with the ionosphere, which is a layer above, way above us. And when the sun hits it, it excites all the electrons up there, and anything going straight up just shoots right through. So during the daytime, as a kid, I could not listen to WLS 890 in Chicago, even though I was in Devil's Lake. As soon as the sun goes down, that changes. It becomes like a mirror, and it bounces the signal. So as soon as that would happen, usually about in the wintertime, about 4:30, 5 o'clock, I could listen to WLS in Chicago or any place else, KAY Little Rock, all over the place. Same thing, this thing. Now, over the Arctic Circle and going north, you've got less and less interference because the interference is down here. When I worked at a station in KWAD in Wadena, we were at 910. We used to get complete classes of Norwegian classes from their school system that would send us letters and questions and things and requests because they could hear us every single day because it was a clear shot, boom, right there. And it had to be, of course, we would probably be at nighttime and they would be in the daytime. So, yeah, it goes along. If you ever had a CB radio, it's a little different frequency, but you'd be talking to a guy and all of a sudden find out you're talking to a guy from somewhere down in Texas going, how'd you get on here? That's how you do it.
That was kind of neat to get that. From time to time, we do get that.
That one was a real good quality one, too.
That's
just a few thousand miles away.
Yeah, just a few. 10:59, news and weather coming up. Senator Jeff Magrum from District 8, where they're making a grade again, coming up after the break. Program powered by Bassett Motors in Carrington. On US 281 in Carrington. Good morning.
Hi, this is Courtney with Bassett Motors. Start your spring off right in a new Chevy. Take advantage of over $9,000 of combined rebates and discounts on a 2024 custom Silverado or 2.9 financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. Let go of the wheel and enjoy hands-free driver's assistance with Super Cruise, available on High Country trim models with over 400,000 miles of compatible roads. Schedule a test drive today at 701-652-2955. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
It's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show. Conservative talk for Central North Dakota.
Give you anything you like. You want free college, energy, mortgages, whatever you like. You have come to the right place. Why? I'll tell you why. Who can take your money?
Who can take your money?
With a twinkle in their eye.
A twinkle in their eye.
Take it all away and give it to some other guy. The government.
The government.
The government can.
Free-minded, patriotic Americans. This program is not White House approved.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic, because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Mix 1470 KHND 99.5 FM and online at Simple Radio. Rick Jensen is my name. RDA is in the, I mean RCA. RC. RDA.
RC.
Yeah. How you doing there?
Where?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm confused.
With us
in the corner.
Here in the broadcast facility as we, Brian Casterly, popped by this morning. How you doing there, Brian?
I'm doing really well, thanks.
Morning.
And alongside you is...
Hey, I'm Tanya Bulger. I'm also a co-worker with Brian.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, welcome to our humble abode here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Well, Brian, you got something on your mind today.
Well, we just wanted to come and actually share about Habit today. We're like Tanya said, we're both service coordinators up at Habit, and it's an excellent job here in town, and we're always looking for more people who are interested in helping out and helping individuals live their best life.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, tell us what's going on up at Habit.
So I guess I'll start off by hitting on some of the benefits package and whatnot that we offer, which is a great part of what we do. Habit offers a tremendous benefits package, including affordable dental, health, vision, life insurance, and flexible scheduling. We also offer vacation and sick time that's accrued annually and prorated for part-time employees with a 9% retirement match, up to a 9%, which is pretty unheard of. So
That's pretty good.
And right now, we're still offering a $4,000 sign-on bonus for Habit if you're a full-time employee, and smaller bonuses are available for part-time and subs with 10 paid holidays a year. Wow. So those are just some of the perks financially to being an employee, but there's so much more to being a part of Habit. And
absolutely. I actually drive over here from New Rockford every day because I really enjoy this so much. Yeah. Okay. Even though we have the same position in the office, my background a lifetime ago was as a direct service provider, so was directly working with the people that we support. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, there's not a better population in the world to work with. Mm-hmm. It's just so rewarding. It's so amazing to form those relationships with them and see them come along and trust you and just to see them grow and do the things that they want to be doing and to be part of that support network is such a huge blessing. So it's just really great to be here. I've only been here about a year and a half now, but I do. I love it.
Good. That's excellent. And you drive every day.
I do, except last year I got to work at home, which is also an option.
Yeah, I was going to say, there was a couple times you wouldn't have been able to get here.
No.
In this day and age, too, it just, in the last few years, seems really hard to get employees now.
It's, oh, yeah.
Not only locally, but nationwide.
Right.
Yeah, I think right now, someone had just told me the other day in our community, between us, the school, the flour mill, and
the hospital,
we've got about 47 full-time positions open in town. I mean, at Habit, we're looking at about 15 full-time positions that we have available. And, you know, as Tanya said, it's amazing work. You don't get through a single day where you don't leave feeling rewarded because of the benefit that you've gotten to experience, and that that relationship that you build with the individuals we support. You know, you join thinking, oh, I'm going to have a tremendous impact on these other folks, and you actually leave feeling like, wow, these folks had a tremendous impact on me.
And then even just the team within the building and within the homes, it's something that we really aspire to, is to be there for each other and to be there in the trenches with one another. Like Brian and I were talking about on the way over here, when we have people that need to take vacation, admin team are going into the homes and they're going onto the floors with the people so that their people can take the break and they can have the kind of the mental break that they need, because we want to be there for our support team. We want to support them every way we can. So it's really just a neat, unique place to work.
One thing I really value that we do is we do this thing called DSP Council every month. DSPs are our direct support professionals that work on the front lines with the individuals we support. And we do a DSP Council once a month, which is an opportunity for all of our DSPs to clock in and give us their thoughts, share their comments, concerns, views on how we can better the workplace, how we can be more effective in what we do to support the individuals we support, things that we can just do to become a better, more cohesive team. And the opportunity that we have to be able to share that on a regular basis without any criticism or without any fear of being able to communicate your wants or needs is a benefit you don't get a lot of places.
Yeah, it's huge. And DSPs, they're the front line. They're the hands and feet. And you can look at the stuff in the textbooks or the modules and you can see it making sense here, but until you actually get into reality, we know book learning is nothing like reality.
Right.
So it's so important to have them.
You obviously have some openings and things.
Yes.
People listening, what are they going to be thinking? What would I do? How can I help? What can I do? I mean,
call Habit.
So we'll have another training starting the beginning of May. And we basically start another training each month, but we have another training starting the beginning of May. So if you are interested, call Habit, get involved.
I believe we have some students joining us.
We do. So we'll be advertising at the school as well. And that's something we've done for years to get students involved. Mm-hmm. And they'll learn the process through the summer. And then a lot of them will carry on as subs throughout the year. And it gives them some valuable life experience.
Yeah, we'll definitely take subs as well.
Absolutely.
Always, yeah.
Now, you're saying, for those of us who are not in the know out here, what's a sub?
A sub would just be somebody that would fill in at the group homes, or we have individuals in independent living over at the village apartments. Mm-hmm. And so they just pick up shifts here and there. I believe they have to pick up, do you remember how many shifts in a quarter?
I think it's three a month now.
Okay. So, yeah, three eight-hour shifts in a month, and you can be a sub.
So you're filling in where they need somebody.
Yep.
And there's an open list that you just basically sign up for shifts that work for your schedule, and that's where the flexible scheduling comes in. One of our big focuses is on helping our individuals develop social capital. You know, it's getting into the community, it's being on work crews at different settings. Obviously, Habit operates the recycling center in town, and a lot of our individuals work there. And just one example would be they collected over 12,000 pounds of cardboard last year alone, which is a cost savings to the city in having to work on disposal of that. Like I said, they work on job crews. They are part of the community in local meetings like Kiwanis or We the People and other groups around town. So you can see them in action. You can certainly volunteer to help with the Special Olympics, which is another opportunity to interact. And we're always looking for volunteers there as well.
Okay. Yeah. So if somebody's listening out there and say, oh, I think I could maybe do that, what's the first thing I got to do? Just call?
Just call Habit. Yeah, just call Habit. Speak to Julie in the office, and we'd be happy to have you as part of the team, for sure.
Okay. Come in and pick up an application.
You know, even our long days at Habit, you know, or days that feel like more of a struggle, happens anywhere. Oh, but when you get done at the end of the day, and you know that you were able to help somebody accomplish something, or you saw the smile light up on someone's face because they finally had a breakthrough, I mean, there's nothing honestly more rewarding than that.
Right.
And I know people who are, you know, DSPs, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And they find it very rewarding.
It is.
Like you said, great benefits to go along with it. So it's just win-win all the way around.
Mm-hmm. Yep. For sure. I'll just say this. One of our DSPs gave me this quote, so I'll read this. He said, there's never a day that I leave this job where I don't feel like I was able to change someone's life for the better. And that's
not
going to
be doing
so
in a lot of jobs. Yeah. I can tell you that.
That's just so true of what we do. You know, every day is different. Every day's got its own challenges, but it is so rewarding at the end of the day to be able to feel like you made a difference, but also to let the folks that we interact with and support impact our lives in a positive manner. So,
And for those that like the challenge and like the, as we call it laughingly up at the office, the flaming whack-a-mole situation, you know, being able to learn to roll with it and go with the flow and address what's more important at that moment. And 90% of the time it's like, okay, how can I interact with these people better? it's so good. There's just nothing else that I'd rather be doing right now.
Good enough. That's a pretty good recommendation in itself right there.
All right. Enjoy it.
So more information, people can call. What's the number again?
Good question. 324-4636, I believe. Julie is HR. She's their lady there, and she can get you applications if you come into that front office. Mm-hmm. Actually, probably anybody in the front office. Melody as well. She's our amazing assistant there. They can get you an application. But yeah, I believe it's 324-4636.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to share with us?
I think that's about it. But yeah, we're definitely looking to add to our team, and
You have openings right now.
And we have openings right now.
Yep, full-time, subs, part-time. All of them.
So if you want to get involved and don't maybe have all kinds of time, you should look at something like a sub or part-time.
Sure.
Absolutely.
And then you still do it. And make a little money on the side and change somebody, your own self's life.
Yeah. All right. Exactly.
Very good. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having us.
Yep, bye.
All right. It is 11:31. We have cloudy conditions, 37 out there, 26 hundredths of an inch of rain. News and weather coming up. Program powered by Bassett Motors in Carrington. Fox Business News is next.
I'm Jerry Willis, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Taiwan semiconductor shares are up nearly 2%. The Commerce Department says TSMC will receive a $6.6 billion award from the CHIPS Act so the company can build a third facility in Phoenix to produce chips for artificial intelligence, smartphones, and data centers. TSMC will also be eligible for up to $5 billion in low-cost government loans. GE Vernova shares are higher after analysts at J.P. Morgan recommended investors buy the stock. They see global demand for electricity growing. Investment firm Blackstone is buying Air Communities. It's a company that owns luxury apartments, mostly in coastal areas, including Miami, Los Angeles, and Boston. The Wall Street Journal says it's paying about $10 billion. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you still on the fence about owning gold? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD.
Eleven 32. Good morning. The KHND weather guest brought to you by our very good friends at Cotico Fuels and Propane. They're located on Harvey South Edge. Cotico Fuels and Propane.
When it comes to your home and business, we know safety is number one. At Cotico Fuel and Propane, we believe in doing things the right way. That's the safe way. It's why we perform complimentary leak checks in and outside of your home. Each one of our technicians are fully trained and CTEP certified, and we're capable of 24-hour emergency response. Don't just trust anybody in your home or business. Trust the team at Cotico Fuels of Harvey, dedicated to keeping your home safe.
Meteorologist Stone Schaefer standing by at the KX Storm Team. What's going on, my friend?
From the Storm Team at KX News, I'm meteorologist Stone Schaefer. Today, rain likely, mostly cloudy, highs upper 40s, a north wind around 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of rain, cloudy, gradually becoming partly cloudy with lows in the lower 30s, a north wind 5 to 15. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 60s, a west wind 5 to 15, wind gust up to 25. On Wednesday, rain likely, partly sunny, highs in the upper 50s, a west wind 5 to 15, wind gust up to 30 miles per hour. On Thursday, sunny, highs in the mid-50s, a northwest wind 10 to 20, wind gust up to 30. On Friday, sunny, highs in the lower 60s, a south wind 5 to 15, wind gust up to 25. On Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 70s, a southeast wind around 20 miles per hour, wind gust up to 30 miles per hour. And on Sunday, a chance of rain, partly sunny, highs in the lower 60s. Keep it right here for your latest forecast, The Mix, 1470 KHND and 99.5 FM.
Hey, right now we have cloudy day conditions. The moisture is to the south of us right now. We did pick up about 26 hundredths of an inch of rain since yesterday. Good soaking rain. 37, now up to 38. Wow. 38, northwest breeze at 5, 92% humidity, dew point 36. And the bare soil temp 4 inches down at 37.
Weather when you need it. We are The Mix, 1470 KHND, Harvey.
Fox News and information is on the way with a one-minute update. The report brought to you by Roberta Storm with State Farm Insurance and our good friends at Warehouse Grocery on Harvey's West Edge. That's Harvey Warehouse Grocery. Be sure you check out their brand-new website, harveywarehouse.com. That's harveywarehouse.com. It's the big savings event all this week at Harvey Warehouse Grocery. Boneless half pork loin sold in the bag from Whole Stone Farms, $1.99 a pound. Boneless beef bottom round roast, $5.99 a pound. Family pack golden plum chicken leg quarters, 99 cents a pound. You'll find fresh strawberries, 16-ounce package, or 6-ounce raspberries or blackberries, two packages for $5. Our family butter, selected Fridays, $3.99. Our family orange juice, juice, two bottles for only $7. Pizza Corner pizzas, 13-inch, $6.99. Hungry Man dinners or bowls, two for $8. You'll also find Just Bear whole chickens, $6.99. Lando Frost premium sliced meats, great for making sandwiches, $5.99 a package. Boneless breaded chicken, $10.99 a package. And don't forget about their delicious roasted deli chicken. Four-piece and eight-piece. They have whole chickens, all cooked up, hot, juicy, and delicious. And be sure you check out their brand-new website. The full flyer is right there, along with some great recipe ideas. HarveyWarehouse.com. That's HarveyWarehouse.com. Harvey Warehouse Grocery.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Delosi. Cleveland is in the path of totality for today's solar eclipse.
It's my understanding, when I've seen it before, we all get a little circumspect, a little more mellow. There's some emotion involved.
The Indianapolis Motor Speedway and the football stadium, the Cotton Bowl in Arlington, Texas, will be jammed with people watching the skies in a few hours from now. Former President Donald Trump laying out his abortion policy on Truth Social this morning, saying he would leave it up to the states to create their own rules and regulations. At the same time, he called out Democrats.
It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month.
President Biden is traveling to Madison, Wisconsin today. He's going to pitch yet another attempt to wipe out billions of dollars in student loan debt. America's listening to Fox News.
News and information when you need it. We are the Mix 1470 KHND Harvey.
Hi, this is Rod from Tom's Home Furnishings inviting you to our spring cleaning clearance event. We are overstocked on carpet, vinyl plank, tile, and more with prices starting as low as 99 cents a square foot. Find every name brand such as Cortec, Shaw, Mohawk, and more, and shop our selection of over 7,000 styles and colors, and call ahead for free measurements and estimates. Book now for full service installation and pay no money down and no interest for one full year. So hurry in and save only at Tom's Home Furnishings, where you'll find quality, value, and service all under one roof in beautiful downtown Harvey.
And we're back. It's 11:38. We're going to see if we can get on the horn with Mr. Magrib, see if he's standing by this morning. See if we can make this phone work. You know, for as bad as I dial a phone, I have to dial a lot of numbers every day.
Beep, bop, boop, bop.
We'll see what happens now.
Beep, boop. Dead. Oh, there, something's ringing. We don't know where it's ringing at, but it's ringing.
It's raining out?
Ringing.
Oh.
Ringing.
Hey, we have time now, Jeff. How are you doing?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm I'm doing well.
Good. You got time for us? A couple minutes.
For you guys, I always got time. You know that.
All right.
Well, how in the world are you? I bet you were at that convention in Fargo over the weekend.
Yeah, that was a well-run convention. Good. Finally, an honest, well-run convention. Nothing to complain about here, that's for sure. Especially happy that the people we voted for won, so you know, that makes it a lot better.
Oh, that makes it much better.
The Patriots showed up, man. This the Republican Party is changing. Becoming Republican. Mm-hmm.
So this is why the 99-cent reporter Minot, Mr. Rob Schultz, we'll call him, is having an epic meltdown on social media.
Well, yeah, of course, all his little darlings are losing, and you know, all the people that support him. What's he going to do if he doesn't have his people that he supports, all his globalist friends?
Yeah, exactly. He really, I typically don't look at his stuff, but I had to look at it because to see how he would spin it. And boy, with Mike Huckabee, who was one of your guest speakers, he termed it in his story, Mike Huckabee's alternate version of reality.
Mm-hmm. Mike Huckabee had one whale of a speech, I tell you. That was awesome. And he's funny, smart guy.
He's a good guy. Yeah.
That guy, you know, the guy you're referring to, that he shouldn't have been even allowed in the doors. They should have kicked him right in the teeth right away and sent him running.
No doubt. This is the same guy that back in the Tea Party days, we had four Tea Parties in this area between 2008 and 2009, and he was a guest speaker at every one of them. And now you look at what he writes, it's like, was his brain damaged or something? I really don't know what happened to him.
Yeah.
Well, he was a fraud from the beginning, probably.
Evidently, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just a fraud. You know, there's a lot of that going on. You know, but you find out who they are eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's sad, you know.
The true colors come out.
Yeah. But anyway, it was a really good time. It was really fun and exhausting, though. We were wiped out yesterday, man. Oof. Now I'm heading up. We got the Strasburg school kids coming to the Capitol, so I'm going to run up there. What we did is we went down there last week, and we had pretend that they got a really, really good school teacher that is training them on how to be in the legislature, how to sit, like what a committee would be like, and then so we had pretend bills that they drew up, and then we had people actually talk about the bills. Mm. And at the school there, and then now we're going to go to the legislature today. This afternoon, we're going to have a pretend floor session with them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of work, but it's turning out to be pretty darn enjoyable to see these kids learn about their government. And it really is a good idea anyway with term limits to get these guys up to speed.
Yeah, better it is.
On what their government does and how it works. So it's pretty fun, actually, to be involved with this. I'm happy this school teacher, his name is Brian Grove, he's from Strasburg. He's doing a heck of a job. And I think all these schools should start doing that. Teach them what really goes on in their government, how it works. And I got chosen as a presidential elector, so that was pretty refreshing because me and Becker got chosen. We were write-in votes. We got nominated from the floor, and we got chosen over two other people. One of them was Rich Wardner, the old Senate Majority Leader, so it was pretty refreshing, but it's nice to teach them what all the presidential electors work I'm at a loss for words here. how the whole system works. So it's kind of fun that way.
And get a kind of a hands-on approach so they can actually see it in action or try it in action.
Well, here's the deal. Don't let that, what's his name, Kaepernick, whatever his name is, from the Southwest, he'll teach them about having to eat SpaghettiOs out of a can or something.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, them lobbyist lovers.
That's probably one thing I will remember to my dying day is that guy standing there with moaning and complaining about that.
Yeah, that's right. Well, there's lobbyists who are there. They've infiltrated even the party. They're in, one of them's a chair of one district, and I just get so annoyed by that. These lobbyists think they should just run the state. Mm-hmm. And they were there handing out leaflets or paid propaganda against resolution number 7, which was our resolution on carbon capture. So they're basically saying that they are fascists because they're saying they don't agree with this resolution. So you have the Lignite Energy Council, which I've been saying for the last 2 years has been infiltrated by fascists that are all their only goal is to get government money.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. Their goal isn't to produce a good product anymore. Their goal is to get taxpayer dollars and enrich themselves with it, and not defend the coal people. And so, I knew that they were deceivers anyway. I was in the legislature for 6 years and I had to seek out their lobbyists. They're so darn lazy. They weren't promoting coal at all, and that's why coal is taking the beating because they've been taken over by a bunch of hippies. What they used to call hippies and they don't even work for the coal guys. The coal guys are getting deceived for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this Julie Federchick is saying she's a conservative, but she's been actually one of the worst people to have on the PSC. She's never voted against a windmill that I know of. She's been very supportive of the Green New Commie deal, you know, and so.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many deceivers, just like the guy you referred to at the beginning of the conversation. They're just deceivers, but eventually they have to out themselves, and then we see them for who they are.
I understand she had to withdraw her name from at the convention.
Yeah, what's the deal?
Or what was she running for Congress? I can't remember now what position that was.
Yeah, she's running for Congress. So the first vote that Rick had asked everybody, you know, that supported him to spoil their ballot in favor of him to show that he had a lot of support there. So then there's a lot of people that did that. He had 380, and I think Alex Blas from Northie had about 400. And she actually would have won that round, but she didn't have a majority. She had 600-some votes.
Mm-hmm.
So then they had to re-vote, and then Rick got up and he said, well, all you guys, we proved our point. Go ahead and vote for the candidate of your choice. Well, then Alex Blas beat her.
Mm.
And that was just because Alex came out way late. He just came out a little more than a month ago, and he beats her. So then she gets up, and they would have had to re-vote again because he had 603, and I think he needed 607 to have a majority of the votes because there were still some spoiled ballots, and they have to have the majority of all the votes. So he was three short, so they said, well, we need to re-vote, and people were starting to whine because they had wanted to go home. It was Saturday night. And so she gets up, and she gets up and says, well, I'm just withdrawing from consideration, and I'm just going to go on to the primary. So she was trying to look classy, but I think what she realized is that she was going to get beat by more because all Alex needed was three votes, so you would have had a bunch of people flipping to him just to get it over with.
Right, right, right.
And so she was trying to save face by jumping out of the race there and saying, well, I'm going to run in the primary anyway, which is not the right thing to do because now, you know, she's basically giving her the finger to the party and saying that, you know, I don't need your endorsement anyway, but whatever. You can do what everybody can do what they want. They can run in the primary, but I didn't think it was the right thing for her to do. I think she should either hung in there and let them vote again, and then if she loses, just drop out because I think that Alex guy seems to be a better candidate anyway, and I think people recognize that.
I got to research him. I've never heard of his name up until this morning.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, for him to come out of nowhere, left field, and beat her shows she's very weak. She's very weak.
No doubt, no doubt. Nice. So now with Kelly Armstrong got the endorsement, didn't he, for governor?
Yeah, if we'd had a conservative running, he wouldn't have got it because he, like I said, he didn't even get picked to go to Milwaukee as a delegate. I mean, he does get to go because he's an alternate, but he was not even on the top choice of the first 27. So I think a conservative candidate would have won that endorsement, and he's not real popular, that's for sure. And then he picked a liberal from Fargo to run with him.
Now, who is this? And, I heard the name this morning. Who is this person?
Yeah.
Michelle Strinden, her father-in-law, was in the House for many years, and he was used to be a majority leader. Earl Strinden.
Oh, really? Boy.
Yeah. And, this is his daughter-in-law. And she's on Mike Bussum's Legend 8 scorecard. She scored a minus 27 liberal. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But it was a good choice for Armstrong because Fargo's quite liberal anyway, and she's a decent-looking female. So, I mean, realistically, she's probably a pretty good choice for him because she will pull some votes based on her looks, of course, and then her liberalness because there are a lot of liberals in Fargo. So she'll probably pull a lot of votes on that fact. And so, actually, she's probably a pretty good choice for him.
Mm. Wow.
But she's not going to go in there into office and be a conservative. Mm-mm. That's for sure. She's not going to change. He's surely better than Tammy Miller because she's Burgum's little puppet, but Kelly surely isn't a staunch conservative, and he's not going to be for the small guy. He's going to be for the big, rich people, just like Burgum was.
You know, it's funny.
The ones that want to steal your land.
You're right. You know, it's funny on TV, even you see their ad, they're back to back, you know, and I was always taught in broadcasting, you never put competing candidates' ads back-to-back, but that's what they do. And, boy, they're really taking some serious swipes at each other now. But I do like the nickname he came up with for Tall Tales Tammy. That's kind of clever.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
But, you know, like I said, I put on social media, I don't know nothing about Tammy Miller other than what I saw in the commercials. All I need to know is she's has her horse hitched to King Doug. That's all I need to know right there. That's just, nothing to do with that.
And the Democrats, they picked a pretty good guy, Merrill Pepcorn. He's his wife is from Wishick down here, and I know him real well, served in the Senate with him. I think Merrill is going to, he's going to get some votes. He's a good, nice guy. He actually was a Republican, and then he went to his local district, and they shunned him like they do to a lot, did to me when I went to our district, and he said, heck with you guys, I'll go join the Democrats, and they welcomed him in, and he's in the legislature as a Democrat, but I tell you what, he's a lot more conservative than many of the Republicans, the only thing on the social issues is his problem is he's very liberal on the social issues, and that's where it's going to hurt him. But if the Democrats ever have picked a decent guy, this is the time they have. So he's gonna get some votes. Like, very likable guy, very down to earth. Like I said, and there's several times he voted with me. He was in TAC. Me and him thought a lot alike on a lot of the issues, and they were giving me a hard time. They said, oh, you're voting with Merrill. I said, no, he's voting with me. I said, I guess he's more Republican than you guys are.
There you go.
That's good. I like it.
All right. Well, Jeff Bagger, we're out of time, but we thank you for chiming in here this last couple minutes. We appreciate that.
Yep,
you guys have a blessed week.
You too. Have a good one.
It's 11:50.